Joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-1 win over Walton Casuals. Alan, it wasn't a great first half, but we really turned it round in the second. That must have been some team talk from you and Hamzy.
Yeah. If you mean Hamzy, you'll give it to the players. We did have a bit of a crack, but it was, you know, we're just going to see we've got to play at our tempo. And but the players have turned it round. I think the players were superb the second half, and they've turned the whole thing around, and it got us a great result. After being what, the first time since I've had the job, but we went 1-0 down and come back. So I'm actually delighted about that, and fully thought we deserved the win.
James Rose, it was his first start today since the first game of the season, but he repaid your faith with a goal.
He did. I thought him, Bobby and Shahid didn't do that well, to be honest, to want the honest truth, and I think they think the same. But a great goal by James and a typical one by Bobby, and obviously a great finish by Shahid, by the way. What a great goal that is. But we've still got a lot to do, because I didn't think they played that well, but three strikers scoring three goals, I've got no complaints, and that's a great competition we're going to have up there, and you've got to take that chance, so well done then.
Like you say, the strikers are there to get goals. Does that give you a selection dilemma ahead of next Friday?
It was the deal. No, I mean, ahead of next Friday, it was a massive one to deal. Who were left out and who we didn't, and who made decisions, and you stick by them. I'll get the praise because we won the game, obviously, but there'll be some unhappy people on Monday night, and they'll be on my case, and I've got to explain to them why we're not in a team, and that's my problem. And as long as the team's winning, I don't mind who I tell. I'll do it honestly, and I'll do it the best I can. If players come in and do well, we'll stay in the team. If they don't, they won't, and it doesn't matter who we are. So I think I'm quoted all the time saying I'm going to change this and I'm going to change that. I don't know when I've ever said that, to be honest. I'll make changes in the squad, but I'm not looking to add that many faces to it, which some people seem to believe I am. So that's the rubbish what gets talk, to be honest, and I'm pleased.
Is Tommy Morehouse going to be one of those such players? The defence looks very solid today. Is he going to struggle to get back in the team?
You may not. I thought Tommy was solid last week. Again, I made a decision today on playing Gavin and Speeder, and it was a right one to do. But I'm not saying Tommy won't play next week or whatever. He's done all right, and he's done well last week. So again, it's a decision which I'll make back.
What about Dean Lodge? He was all over the park today, and it was a great cross for James Rose's goal.
He's done well. He's done okay. We've just got to get the best out of him, to be honest. He worked harder than he did last week. I didn't think he'd done that well last week, to be honest. A lot of people do because he's a crowd's favourite, but today he worked very, very hard, and fair play to him, and I'm delighted for him. He seems a nice kid, to be honest.
And what about Jason Turley? When he first arrived, he was playing at either fullback, but he stepped up into midfield. He's done a great job for the last couple of games.
He's a good kid, a nice lad, and works very hard for the club, and works hard in training, and he's been a good signing. Like, I think him and Cartwright, and you can see Rosie, me three signings, have done quite well at this minute. But yeah, I'm pleased for them. You know, like I say, it's the players who do it for you. You know, we just guide them.
Do you think we should have had another chance to extend our lead today when Wes Goggin went down in the box?
Yes, I do. But that's me mate, a referee, innit? You know, all the CMM buggers, I tell you. I've got a couple of mates who are referee, a lad called Gary Dodd, who I hope's listening, and he sticks up for them, but I think they're absolutely hopeless. But we'll see. Well, you know, I don't know about the ref, to be honest, and I thought it was a penalty. I don't think how you can't say it was a penalty, but they're doing some, they give some, they don't, and it's all right when you win games, I suppose, but if I'd have lost the day, I would have been calling for his head.
Craig Lewington played one game when you first arrived. Was there any stage at all today that you regretted letting him go?
Ah, it's a difficult one to answer, you little bugger. Oh, yeah, you put me right in the spot there, haven't you? No, he's a good lad, Craig, and fair play to him. I thought Wes done well in there against him, and I thought Huckle was excellent today, to be honest, and Turley done well. But it's not regretting anything. You make decisions as managers, and sometimes Craig might score today, or might go to Met Police, and you know Martin Lee might score against him, and it could be, is it right or wrong? You make the decisions at the time, and you can't regret on decisions. It's either a right one or a wrong one, and I'm willing to take that on my back.
How important was winning today, given that there was only a few fixtures today? We give ourselves a bit of a cushion at the top now.
Just winning games, that's all I'm bothered about. There's been a lot said all week, and you can't worry about it. There's a lot of people saying it wasn't very good last week, and it was a bad advert for football. I've had that ramp down my neck this week and all, and it's not very good, because you just ignore it and get on with it, you know, and I'm not bothered, and I didn't think it was that great last week, to be honest, so he's probably got it right. So I just ignore all the politics and all the crap that goes on, and all I'm bothered about is getting 3 points for Kears, and I'm delighted, obviously, for the players. Supporters as well, and obviously the two head Mark and Margaret, we're always pleased for them, but the data, to be honest, belongs to the players, because the players dug themselves out of the hole. We've worked hard all week, we've took a lot of rubbish off different people, and I'm pleased for them more than anybody.
Next Friday we play Dulwich. You haven't started the season that well, but it's still going to be a difficult game, isn't it?
It'll be a hard game. I've watched them twice, and I think they're in a false position, and I think it'll be a tough game, and we'll go down there, but we'll not fancy playing us, that's for sure, and there's no reason to go down there not full of confidence. We'll go down there, we'll have a right go at them, but we'll train hard this week. The most important thing now is getting players rested and getting to train on Monday, and we'll prepare like us.
Ignoring the FA Cup, how well do you think we started the season? Are you pleased? Are you satisfied so far?
All right. There's a couple of games like Ashford, I thought were excellent. I thought Horsham and Turnham were. But a club like this, people start picking on the points when you're not so good, like when we're once so good against Mersey. And that's more of a talking point in a place like this. And it's one thing where I've had to get a change room saying, if you want to play for King's Stirling, that's how it's going to be. And we've just got to ignore that. And, you know, we'll get praise today. But the most important thing is winning matches. And that's what I'm here for. That's why I got employed to try to help me, Hamzy and Taylor, to try to win matches. And again, I've got to go back to players, and I'll give them enough stick over the last couple of weeks, and really serve a pat on the back.